This is an audio version of the article, Building a RAG Pipeline, The Decisions That Actually Matter, by Rakesh Narayan, available at rakeshnarayan.com. Most RAG pipelines fail before the LLM gets involved. The chunking is wrong. The retrieval returns noise, or the context window is stuffed with irrelevant text. By the time the model generates an answer, the damage is done. The frustrating part is that none of those failures are LLM problems. They are pipeline problems, upstream decisions made without enough thought. And because the output looks plausible rather than obviously broken, teams spend weeks tuning prompts when the issue is a chunk boundary from the indexing stage. This post is about those upstream decisions. Not the code, the choices. What chunking strategy to start with? Why hybrid retrieval beats pure vector search in most production cases? And how context assembly determines whether the model actually uses what you retrieved. Foundation Post's RAG Retrieval Augmented Generation explained what RAG is and why it exists. Read this first if you are new to the concept. Less than BR greater than vector databases explained. Embeddings. Cosine similarity and the same model rule, foundational for the indexing sections below. The two phases every RAG pipeline has. Every RAG system operates in two distinct phases. Understanding this separation is the most important structural insight before you touch a single component. The indexing pipeline runs once or periodically when your documents change. It takes your source documents, processes them into a form the model can search, and stores everything in a vector database. The retrieval pipeline runs on every query. It takes the user's question, finds the relevant chunks from the index, assembles them into a prompt, and sends that to the LLM to generate a grounded answer. The following table shows phase, when it runs, and what it does. The reason the two-phase model matters: decisions made in the indexing phase lock in constraints for the retrieval phase. A poor chunking decision made during indexing cannot be fixed by a better prompt. You have to re-index. Key takeaway: retrieval quality is determined almost entirely by indexing decisions, chunk size, embedding model, index type. The LLM at the end is only as good as what you feed it. Following image, two-phase RAG pipeline diagram on white background showing the indexing pipeline on the left with 4 steps and the retrieval pipeline on the right with 5 steps, separated by a bold dividing line. Document ingestion. What goes in determines what comes out. The first step of the indexing pipeline is loading your documents. This sounds trivial. It is not. The challenge is that real enterprise documents are messy. PDFs with scanned tables, Word documents with embedded images, HTML pages with navigation menus mixed into the body text, HTML extraction gives you boilerplate, PDF extraction breaks table structure. If you feed the model noise at this stage, it embeds and stores that noise, and your retrieval will surface it faithfully. Two things matter most at ingestion: extracting clean text and preserving metadata. The following table shows what to preserve and why it matters for retrieval. Practical tip: run a sample of 20 to 30 documents through your extraction step and read the raw output before indexing anything at scale. You will almost always find encoding errors, merged table cells, or navigation fragments that need cleaning. Fix them at source, not downstream. Chunking, the decision most people get wrong. Chunking is the step that breaks your documents into the segments that actually get embedded and stored. It is the highest leverage decision in the entire indexing pipeline and the most commonly underestimated one. The core tension is this: chunks that are too small lose context. Chunks that are too large dilute relevance. A chunk containing 3 unrelated topics will embed somewhere between all 3 and will be retrieved by none of them reliably. The 3 main strategies. The following table shows strategy, how it works, and when to use it. For most production pipelines, recursive chunking at 400 to 512 tokens with 10 to 20% overlap is a sound starting point. It is the approach that balances quality with simplicity across the widest range of document types. That said, there is no universal best chunk size. The right number depends on your corpus, your query patterns, and your embedding model. Treat the starting point as a baseline to measure against, not a final answer. Warning: do not index everything and then tune chunk size. Reindexing is expensive, both computationally and in terms of the embedding API calls it requires. Run small-scale retrieval tests across a representative query set before committing to a chunking strategy at full scale. Following image, chunking strategy comparison diagram on white background, showing three panels, fixed-size chunking with equal blocks, and potential mid-sentence splits. Recursive chunking preserving paragraph boundaries. And semantic chunking grouping sentences by topic similarity. Embedding and indexing, the same model rule. Once your chunks are ready, each one gets converted into an embedding, a numerical vector that represents its meaning and stored in a vector database. The mechanics of this are covered in depth in the vector databases explained post linked above. One rule overrides everything else at this stage. Use the same embedding model for indexing documents and embedding queries at search time. Vectors from different models are not comparable. Mixing them produces retrieval results that are essentially random, and failures that are very hard to diagnose. Your choice of embedding model also determines the quality ceiling for your entire retrieval system. A weaker embedding model will produce lower quality clusters in vector space, regardless of how well you chunk or retrieve. Best practice: pick your embedding model before you index a single document. Changing it later means reindexing everything. For most enterprise use cases, OpenAI Text Embedding 3 Large or Cohere Embed English version 3.0 are strong defaults. If you are building on SAP BTP, SAP AI Core provides access to embedding models via the generative AI hub, no external dependency required. Retrieval more than just nearest neighbor. Most introductory RAG tutorials use pure vector search, embed the query, find the in-nearest vectors, return the chunks. That works fine in demos. It has real weaknesses in production. The problem is that vector search finds semantic similarity, but some queries need lexical precision. A user searching for a specific product code, a regulation reference number, or a person's name is not asking for semantic closeness. They want an exact match. Vector search can miss these entirely, while confidently returning something semantically plausible, but wrong. Hybrid retrieval, the production default. Hybrid retrieval combines vector search with BM25, a keyword-based retrieval algorithm that scores documents by term frequency. Run both in parallel. Then merge the ranked results using reciprocal rank fusion, RRF, an algorithm that combines rankings without requiring score normalization. Hybrid retrieval consistently outperforms either method alone across document types. For enterprise content, policy documents, technical manuals, financial records, the improvement is significant because these documents contain precise terminology that lexical matching handles better than semantic search. The following table shows retrieval method and what it does well, where it falls short. Re-ranking precision after recall. After retrieval returns its top results, a re-ranker rescores them using a cross-encoder model, one that processes the query and each candidate chunk together, rather than separately. This produces much more accurate relevance scores than the initial retrieval pass. The pattern is, retrieve broadly, top 50 to 100 results. Re-rank precisely, return top 5 to 10. Retrieval optimizes for recall. Re-ranking optimizes for precision. The combination outperforms either stage alone by a wide margin. Cohere Re-Rank English version 3.0 and cross-encoder models from Sentence Transformers are the standard tools. Re-ranking adds some latency, but for TOP 100 candidate sets, the additional time is well within acceptable limits for interactive applications. Note: re-ranking is optional for simple pipelines, but becomes close to essential as document volume grows. The more noise your retrieval step returns, the more a re-ranker earns its place. If your context window is filling up with marginally relevant chunks, add a re-ranker before changing anything else. Following image, RAG retrieval pipeline diagram on white background showing three stages: hybrid retrieval, combining BM25, and vector search via RRF fusion. Re-ranking with a cross encoder to produce top 10 results. And context assembly feeding the LLM. SAP, context IF, you are building on SAP, BTP. The reference architecture for enterprise RAG uses SAP HANA Cloud as the vector store. SAP AI Core, for model access, via the generative AI hub. And CAP as the application layer. HANA Cloud's vector engine handles both vector similarity search and structured SQL queries in one system, no separate vector database needed. The same model rule applies, use the same embedding model consistently through AI Core for both indexing and query embedding. Generation, the prompt that wraps the context. Once retrieval returns its results, the final step is assembling those chunks into the prompt you send to the LLM. This is called context assembly, and it has more impact on answer quality than most teams realize. The naive approach is to concatenate the top-end chunks and append the user question. That works. It also wastes context window space with redundant information, has no clear citation structure, and gives the model no guidance on what to do with the retrieved content. A more deliberate approach specifies the structure, what the retrieved content is, where it came from, and what you want the model to do with it. The following table shows context assembly element and why it matters. Warning: context window limits are real. A 128K token window sounds vast, until you realize that 50 retrieved chunks at 512 tokens each uses 25,600 tokens before you have written a single instruction. Be deliberate about how many chunks you pass. The re-ranker exists for exactly this reason. Cut aggressively before assembly, not after. Following image, RAG prompt anatomy diagram on white background showing four horizontal bands, system instruction in dark navy. Retrieved context chunks in teal, with source tags, context instruction in amber and user query in green, all within a context window indicator. The decisions at a glance. The following table shows decision. Recommended starting point. And when to revisit. What to take away. The RAG pipeline is not one decision. It is six or seven decisions made in sequence, each one constraining the next. A mistake at chunking cannot be fixed by better retrieval. A retrieval strategy that only uses vector search will miss exact term queries regardless of how sophisticated the prompt is. The LLM is the last piece, not the most important one. The teams who build reliable RAG systems are not the ones with the most sophisticated models. They are the ones who measured retrieval quality at each stage before moving to the next, who tested chunking on a representative sample, confirmed hybrid retrieval outperformed pure vector on their corpus, and verified that the model was actually using the retrieved context rather than its parametric memory. Start with the two-phase model as your mental map. Build the indexing pipeline first, and validate it independently before connecting retrieval. Add complexity, semantic chunking, re-ranking, metadata filtering, only where benchmarks show it improves results. Most production failures come from adding sophistication before the basics are solid. Related posts on this site, RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation, explained the conceptual foundation, what RAG is, why it was introduced, and how it fits into the AI landscape. Less than BR greater than vector databases explained the indexing layer in depth, embeddings, cosine similarity and choosing the right vector store. Less than BR greater than fine-tuning versus prompt engineering versus RAG. When RAG is the right approach versus fine-tuning or prompt engineering alone. Less than BR greater than AI hallucinations. Why they happen? Hallucinations are what RAG is designed to reduce. This post explains the root cause. Published on RakeshNarayan.com articles.